I will read the Holy Word of God from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 22nd chapter. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Amen. Our text speaks of the feast of the Passover of the Old Testament. Jesus and the disciples were gathered on the Thursday before Easter for the Easter meal. According to tradition, the feast was prepared so that there was a pure lamb and the people who were used to remembering the flight of the Israelites from Egypt when they left and then when they entered the promised land. The people were also prepared for this feast. They cleaned their homes and they burned furniture that was old, useless, and they washed their walls with chalk and they made unleavened bread and they prepared this feast of Easter. This all was in remembrance of this, that God had once saved his people from the hands of the enemy. But now, at this Passover, or this Easter meal, Jesus showed them, or told them, that this sacrificial lamb, which was spoken of in the Old Testament, would soon suffer and die, and his time has come. They were living the dawn of the morning of the New Testament. The disciples did not understand that then, but afterwards they stopped to remember it many times. This sacrifice, which Jesus taught them even at this supper, is the meaning of this supper. The reason that Easter is still commemorated once a year as the greatest festivity of Christendom. But is the Easter of a child of God then when they gather to hear the living Word of God? Much work has been done to to prepare for even these services. Much work has been done together. Places have been cleaned up so that we could gather here and hear of the Lord Jesus Christ and hear of this sacrifice which has been made for us. As we are preparing for this great celebration, we of different ages, during this weekend, we have already heard much of the gospel word, and the children are also part of this celebration or these weekend services. On the way here, I remembered one man who has already passed away, who taught confirmation children what is a clean and pure Christ. This Risto Saulio was my wife's confirmation priest. My wife remembers that Risto brought the confirmants into a church where it was written the sacrificial lamb. And he said this sacrificial lamb, this term, many times so that they would remember it by heart, so that always when they remembered their confirmation, they would remember this sacrificial lamb, Christ. This is a central part of our belief, that we believe upon the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ. In this text, in conjunction with this feast, Jesus set communion, Holy Communion, and this also means much in our lives. Namely, we need this for our faith and for our journey of faith to encourage us and uplift us. The disciples of Jesus were fearful. 11 of them were in living faith, but one of them had already given up in his heart. And even in this text, it points to this, that this communion meal served to encourage and uplift those who were living in faith and who had kept a hold of faith. In our church, this communion is defined that it is this meal given by Christ for his remembrance, where his suffering and death and his good works are these things that we can remember through faith. And it teaches us to proclaim this suffering and death and resurrection of Christ. And also, there is mention that especially for someone who is afraid in their conscience, it is a comfort. Now, it is important to stop and think that what are these consciences that are afraid? It doesn't mean that someone lives in the sleep of sin and is afraid because his matters are not at all correct. The fear of God is this, that we are attached to that grace tiding, grace word, that the Son of God, through his kingdom, proclaims, even yet today in his kingdom. I have looked many times at confirmants who are partaking of communion for the first time, and every time I see young ones who are timid. They are especially with a tender consciences, and they have this thought that God would encourage them and strengthen their weak faith. In our church's new plan for confirmants, it is changed so that the young people can partake of the communion during their confirmation class. And they can do this in their own church. Or this happened in one church. These older people heard that there is this, after communion, that there is going to be this little session for these confirmants where they are going to be taught. And these older people asked, well, can they stay and listen to this session? And he said, yes, you can stay and listen. And so I told these young people and these adults, I told them about this first communion which Christ kept with his disciples. And we went through how Jesus taught how they must wash, how he washes their feet, and how they must wash each other's feet. And we went through these feelings, what the disciples felt when Jesus reminded them that one of them will betray him. And we remember that the disciples looked at each other and were timid and even afraid, thinking that, is it I? After I kept this little lesson for these future confirmants, the older people wanted to discuss with me. And a few of these adults started remembering their own confirmation. And they especially remembered how their believing parents had blessed them before the young people went to the communion. And these adults remembered how this blessing of their father and mother felt like such a great matter in their timid hearts. And as we can live in the world at this time, and we can experience communion, we can come to the table under the grace blessing of the gospel. Even today, as it is for the strengthening of our faith, and we can look upon the body and the blood of Jesus Christ and what it means and what meant his death. We can come to communion with a free and a good mind under the power of the gospel. If there are those here who feel like the disciples once felt, I must be the weakest believer. I feel so timid, it seems, that my faith has dimmed, so it is just a small flame. I encourage you, dear travel friend, with the power of the gospel, this voice of the gospel belongs to you through faith. You can believe your sins and your temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and atoning blood. I remember how one during one confirmation occasion, we were watching young people who had received the grace of repentance during their confirmation camp. That first communion seemed somehow to be this a celebration that united them, and there was this feeling that they could carry one another on this journey. I remember how the young people themselves had timidly spoken to one another because they knew that some of these that they had become friends with during this camp, they knew that all things were not well with them, and they knew that their mother and father at home prayed that their youth would be able to unburden their conscience so they could become free of their sins. And this happened. This joy that was in this communion festival, it could be felt. It was like a taste of heaven. When the Son of God set this first communion before he was to suffer in the midst of his disciples, who many times failed, he showed that this redemption work that he was going to do is true during all times. And for this reason, it is true still today. We can go to the communion of the Lord. We can think, as the disciples did, that we can be in the shelter of the Good Shepherd. When the meaning of communion opens as a confession of faith, as preaching, as teaching, we can think that although we are poor examples as adults to our young, to our children, when we tell them how the Son of God has also helped us and loved us, it opens to these young people and to our children. They can see that it is safe and comforting to be in this kingdom. And when we also tell them how we have been able to heal our wounds with the strength of the gospel, we can experience that his love touches us and touches the younger people also. For this reason, in the midst of these services also, we can hold communion with an open heart and mind. I have many times heard that in these services that are kept in these big tents, how the hymns and songs, how the singing is so powerful. And our young can experience that I can be here in this group just as I am. How often we as adults also ask, do we have strength to travel with our own characteristics and with our own corruption? The way of faith is always a journey of endeavor. But dear brother and sister, this once will also end, and our corruption will be left on this journey. And once we will be at the festival in heaven. May God bless us and carry us throughout our entire life, so that once we would attain the glory of heaven.